Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm just sitting here looking over my life, Lord. Let me take inventory. Can I take it? Can I take it? 'Cause I know you. I know you. I know you've been good to me, Lord. I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Let me tell y'all something. A lot of my friends thought that was funny, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell you one more thing. We were raised in a shack yard, sometimes cold within, that we put on our back. Listen here, Mama and Daddy, they done the best they could. They always told me, son, always be good. But out of all the things, hey, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Oh, he's been good. Ain't God been good? How many of you know tonight that God's been good? Let me ask you, did he bring you? Did he bring you?
Yeah.
Let me hear you say yeah.
All right.
I got one more.
been good. I tell you, you know what I tell him sometimes. I may not have a Mercedes Benz, but I sure thank you for the little car you gave me.
Yes.
I may not have a condominium, but I thank you for my little house that you blessed me with. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome to another episode of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined us tonight. It is June the 1st. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. We pray that you are at home and that you are safe and that you are listening to Gospel Gold. We thank you for joining us tonight. We pray that you will enjoy our program tonight. I always want to tell people about Gospel Gold. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Monday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page. There you will find all the pertinent information concerning Gospel Gold. You'll find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You will find the articles about various gospel artists, and you will also find the link for the program that you're listening to each week. All of the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means that you can go back to the Gospel Gold Facebook page at any time, click on the link that you would like to hear for the program that you would like to hear, and it would take you directly to that program. So we invite you to go to the Facebook page, go there, and don't forget to hit the like button. Hit the like button and let us know that you enjoy Gospel Gold. I always want to talk about Gospel Gold, a little bit of history about Gospel Gold and what we are all about. You see, we believe it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given to the world, the most richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. It is rhythm that drives American music. Spirituals, and by extension, gospel, the blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even rap that we have today. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour program. But each week we come to bring you a melody of songs that are so rich and so harmonious and so deliberating, stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, and always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope. There has never been a time when gospel music has not been a part of the African-American experience. So we say to you today, this is our format. This is what we're about here at Gospel Gold. We believe that all the music that our people have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. And our program is dedicated to the preservation, the history, and the enjoyment of traditional African-American gospel music. That is our format. That is what we do. We try to bring you the very best of traditional African-American gospel music throughout the history, and we talk about the various gospel artists and the impact that they had on the recording industry. This is what we do, and this is what we're all about here at Gospel Gold. This is why we ask that you will tell others about Gospel Gold so that they can come and hear. This is not just another music program. I am not a professional DJ. I am a Baptist minister with a passion for traditional African-American gospel music. It is a part of our lives. We have grew up with the sounds of traditional gospel music in our home. And we have been, that has been a big part of our lives. So it is tonight that we thank you for being a part of Gospel Gold, and we pray that you will tell others about Gospel Gold every Monday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We thank you for those who are listening over the internet or by telephone. We pray, God, that you will continue to give us the glory that we may serve you. We pray that something be said here tonight or something be played here tonight would encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, tonight we start off with a song by to the sickness and the burden of song that we should pray every night. Bless the people.
Every night before I sleep, oh Lord, to the Lord above I pray. If I die before I wake, oh Lord, pray to God my soul in day. Bless my mom and my dad.
Tonight is quartet night, one of my favorite times on Gospel Gold. Of course, you know every month we do feature a Monday night of quartet music. And tonight is quartet night, which simply means I'm not going to do a lot of talking tonight. We're just going to listen to a lot of good quartet music. If you would like to call in tonight, our call-in number is area code 845-241-9839. That's area code 845-241-9839. You can call in and you can speak to us directly here in the studio. As I said before, it is quartet night, and we thank God for it. It's one of my favorite nights of Gospel Gold that we get a chance to just sit back and listen. I don't do a lot of talking, although I will speak on one or two things. For instance, tonight, one of those groups that we're going to listen to is the Pilgrim Jubilees, formed in 1944 in Houston, Mississippi. The Pilgrim Jubilee Singers, later shortened to the Pilgrim Jubilees, began as a family quartet consisting of brothers Theophilus Graham and Iggy Graham, cousins Monroe Hatchett and cousin-in-law Willis Johnson and Alfred Brownlee. The group sang at family home church, New Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and other local venues. The Pilgrim Jubilees disbanded briefly in 1947 when Hoppy migrated to Chicago, but he reassembled the group in 1950 when brothers Elgie and Cleve and cousin Monroe joined him in the North. They added fellow Mississippian Major Robinson, formerly of the Pilgrim Harmonizers. Robinson was a songwriter who became the group's booking manager. As soon as he was old enough, younger brother Clay Graham became a member of the group as well. Pilgrim Jubilees first recorded their self-financed single on Chance Records in 1953, gave them a product to sell at programs and pitch at radio stations. They strengthened their local visibility further by splitting the cost of a 15-minute program on radio WSBC with the Spiritual Five Quartet. In 1955, R.H. Harris of the Soul Stirrers, lead singer and president of Chicago Quartet Union, gave the Jubilees their first national exposure when he selected them to represent Illinois in the National Quartet Convention in Oakland, California. There, another group, the Soul Stirrers and R.S. Kane, introduced the men as Art Rube of Specialty Records. They introduced him to Art Rube of Specialty Records. The Pilgrim Jubilees cut their first song for Specialty. Their first album was released at that time, mainly because of the concerns of the similarity of the name of the Pilgrim Travelers, one of Specialty's top-selling groups. So there is a Spiritual Travelers and the Spiritual Jubilees, two different groups. Their radio friends, the Spiritual Five, brought the Jubilees to Nashville Records. In 1959, Nashville recorded a album by them, River of Jordan, and Coming Home, inspired by Edna Cook's manager, Barney Parks, who hired them to complete a series of scheduled bookings that was ailing Miss Cook that she could not fulfill. The disc also impressed A&R man Dave Clark. He persuaded the Jubilees to sign with Peacock Records. In 1980, the Jubilees signed with Savoy Records, one of the most popular quartets in the nation. The Jubilees now consisted of Clay and Cleve Graham, Robinson and Ben Chandler. They recorded one album a year for Savoy, and they stayed with them until 1984. 3 years later, they debuted what would become a long-lasting association with Malico, with Gospel Roots. The album featured Clay, sermonette called Barnyard, and a new version of Old Ship of Zion. Nearly every Malico album, in fact, carried a Clay sermonette. For example, Lil Willie graced in 1989 album Back to Bases in 1991. Also in 1990, Malico released a Live from Jackson, Mississippi album, and it became a great hit for the Pilgrim Jubilees. The Jubilees are the first gospel quartet to be the subject of a full-length biography written by New Zealander Alan Young. The Pilgrim Jubilees were published in 2001 by University Press of Mississippi. It remains an essential title on gospel music today. If you ever get a chance to get that documentary called The Pilgrim Jubilees, it consists of songs that don't let nobody turn you around, and various other songs that we have heard in the past. So we're going to listen to Hall of Fame inductees, the Pilgrim Jubilees, recorded in 1956.
I believe I'll testify for Jesus while I have this chance. Oh, yeah. I'll testify for Jesus.
It's Quartet Night on Gospel Go.
We bring to you the sensational Nightingales singing Somewhere to Lay My Head. Oh,
number that you can call to speak directly to us in the studio tonight. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. And of course, you can always reach us by email. That email address is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. We would love to hear from you. Perhaps you may have a request or have a question, or you may have something that you want to add to Gospel Go. Of course, we're always looking for new music or old music of traditional African-American gospel music. We also feature on some nights new groups that are continuing the tradition of traditional gospel music. And if you know of any groups that are recorded or are doing recordings at this time, we would love to hear from you so that we can feature you on Gospel Go. There has never been no other event in human history that has been more compelling and more convincing or more persuasive than gospel music. Some of the most beautiful music of all times was born out of the intense grief and suffering and the overcoming of our tribulations in America. This is what gospel music brings out. It is the Alpha and Omega of God's spiritual principle that plays upon the keyboard of man's integrity. It is a resonance, an echoing sound throughout the ages that has surrendered the wonders of God and his creation. And so we invite you to broaden your scope and listen to some traditional African-American gospel music. Here's one by I just want to know what a thunder don't know. Enjoy gospel on Love Talk Radio.
No more, yes, I just wanna go where the thunder don't. start it all over again. I found a good friend. I don't have to worry, fret or cry. I know the Lord will always be standing by my side. I call him
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Pick me up every time I fall. I can tell the whole world that he's mine.
Thank you.
was the Blind Boys of Mississippi. And before that, the voice that you recognize was Johnny Taylor singing with the Swanee Quintet. And the first song that I played was Willis Pittman and the Burden Lifters, I Just Want to Go Where the Thunder Don't Roll. It's quartet night here on Gospel Gold, and we're just taking it easy. We're cruising, listening to the great sounds of quartet music. We're enjoying it. We hope that you are enjoying it as well. Quartet music has always been a big part of the music that played at home. While choir music was sung in church, a lot of quartet music was played in the home and, of course, on the radio. The radio is what made most quartet groups famous. And so we lived our lives with listening to these quartet groups. We went through our daily routines listening to the quartet groups, and we would hum the songs, we would sing the songs as we went along, listening to these great groups. And who can forget this one?
Oh, near, nearer, my God, to thee. Oh, near, nearer.
Seemed like when she would moan, it would make the work easier. and in my mind, friend, sometimes when I'm riding along and the bus are flying through the air, I can hear her humming sometime like this. Listen.
Yes, you did. And if I had wings, like a morning dove.
How many of y'all ever feel like that sometimes? When you burn or just...
I won't have to worry about what folks say about me no more. And then I will just be at rest. Yes, I will.
Be at rest.
Just one more thing. Lord, you've been so.
You, Lord God, been good to me, y'all. Y'all, excuse me.
If you leave me, I don't know what I would do.
So y'all, let's keep it, but
sometimes I feel like that. If I had rain,
if I just had me rain like a morning dove,
I'd just spread my wings and fly.
And I'll be
at rest. Yes, I will, y'all.
Be at rest.
Yes, I will, y'all.
Be at rest.
Yeah. Yes, I will, y'all.
God bless you.
Yes, I will.
Valor!
Church, our time is just about up, and we thank you for yours. We pray that you have a great week. Don't forget to tell somebody that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night, 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Go to our Facebook page and like our Facebook page. There you can find all the information concerning Gospel Gold, and you can find the link for the program each week. There you will find all of the songs that we play here on Gospel Gold, and you will find articles about various gospel artists. So we ask you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and let someone know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We pray that you will have a good week, that you will stay safe, and that you will keep on giving God the praise. Let's go home tonight with the mighty clouds of joy. It's another day's journey. And I'm so glad about it.
If I had a little more time, it's getting kind of late now. But if I had a little more time, you know what I say? It's another day's joy. Lord, I'm glad about that.
I'm glad about it. sail away.